Just sneaking in the door. That's what Deshard Choice told us. Deshard Choice tweeted out moments ago, want to say thanks to the Bills organization and to all my fans. I'm headed back to Buffalo, and Deshard Choice joins us live on the line right now from his home in Texas. Deshard, sneaking in the door, one of my personal highlights of a kind of a bleak year for the Bills. That was about the funniest thing I heard anybody say all year. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
That was at the season finale, the Jets game, and you had scored a touchdown and did kind of a crazy touchdown celebration dance, right?
Yeah, Stevie and a couple of guys told me to do something crazy because we'd be, you know, acting out in practice or doing different things. So Stevie was like, man, do it this day, and we was practicing on it in practice. So I told him if I get in the zone this game, I'm going to do it. So it was cool.
Sneaking in. Where did you come up with sneaking in the door of all things to do? What?
Just to let you know, hey, I'm getting in. I'm going to find my way to get in here to myself. You know, just a little thing.
Listen, can you take a second here, Deshard, and let me play it again for you as part of – we use that every night here, by the way, on the show. But listen to the laughter. Listen to the reporters' laughter. Listen to this.
I was sneaking in the door. Just sneaking in. Had to part the door open. Crawl underneath the crawl space.
I mean
good.
It was really good. That was really good. I'm telling you, that was one of the highlights of the season. Well, congratulations, Deshard. You tweeted out you've got a new contract to come back with the Buffalo Bills for what would be your second full season. Tell me how all this came about, Deshard.
It was well, man. I just, you know, my agent was telling me it was talks, you know, a couple of teams, and he was telling me, hey, we gotta figure out what you're gonna do, you know, where you want to be at. And I told him, you know, Buddy Nix, all the guys, the organization, man, are really good people. My teammates, I really like the people, you know, being in Buffalo. And I told him, you know, Coach Marone, he wanted me back, so it was good. You know, he told my agent, and I waited. And, you know, we start off season conditioning soon, like I think April 2nd. So I want to make sure I'm there back with my teammates and getting back into things so we can get, you know, to see how this thing going to roll and get this thing going this year.
You know, I wasn't sure, and I guess if you think about it, Deshard, a lot of people weren't sure where you fit. I mean, you came here, obviously, you were in Dallas, you were in the Redskins a little bit, and then Chan Gailey, who was your former college coach, right, at Georgia Tech, he's the one who brought you here to Buffalo at the end of the 2011 season, right?
Yes, sir.
And so it really, this goes beyond just a former college coach looking out for one of his own. Obviously, the Bills had an interest in you and liked what you did in your season-plus year of work, right?
Yeah, you know, whenever, you know, it's just, you have to spill guys, and whenever, you know, they give me an opportunity, you know, whatever I'm doing, you know, whatever I got to do with the special teams or, you know, running the football, blocking, whatever, I just wanted to make sure I try to do it the best I could, you know, just to show them what I can do. And I think I can do a lot more or whatever they want me to do. You know, whatever they ask me to do, I'm willing to do it because, you know, I believe in myself. I obviously believe in my teammates, and them guys believe in me. So you just have to put work in and, you know, show guys that you're accountable in different situations.
How was it, you know, playing on this Bills team to come in the middle of the 2011 season? I don't know if you knew a lot of guys here, but all of a sudden you show up and they used you and used you again last year. I mean, you kind of found your way to make your own little niche on this roster, it seems, Deshard, huh?
Yeah, that's what you got. You got to work. You know, first is always, you know, how you work and how you compete in practice and also, you know, how you do in games. And, you know, the guys in the locker room are the main things. You know, we got a lot of great guys, a lot of great talent in the locker room. They respect people that come in and work. You know, they know why I'm there. They know I'm there. I try to, you know, get guys to stay on track, you know, as far as what we want to do is to win. You know, we want to win and, you know, we want to have fun with each other and be cool with all the teammates. And that's what I do, man. I like that. I can have good camaraderie with my teammates. You know, I'm all about football. So, you know, I'm not one of them guys that just like to – the lifestyle of doing things. I'm all about football and winning. So, you know, I'm coming back just to do that, just to help the guys out and do the best I can.
And Deshard, it's, as you know, it's a Buffalo Bills roster that already has a couple of pretty good running backs on the roster with C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson. What's it like to play behind those two, and where do you see your role on this roster?
It's actually great, man, because you got good, great competition. So when we go against each other or when we're doing certain things, we always – you know, we always want to outdo somebody. Like, I go in a preseason game or I go into a game, I'm like, I'm going to have more than this than you. Or we'll say, we're going to do more than this than each other. And it's always just to make each other better because we all not unselfish guys. And that's one thing that's really cool. And for me, my niche is what, you know, whatever job I do, I just got to do it the best I can. And when opportunity comes, because it's a long football season, I got to make the most of it. and show them that I'm always prepared, even when you're not playing a lot or you're not running the ball, you know, 15, 20 times a game, whenever they ask you for two or three carries, four or five carries, that you're getting the most out of it. I think that's the most important thing for me, just to make sure whatever opportunities I get, I just maximize.
And you got to stay ready too, Desharda, right? I mean, I was thinking back to the game at Cleveland last year when, you know, Fred got hurt in the opener and CJ's running along. And then all of a sudden CJ comes out pretty early in the game at Cleveland. You wound up with 20 carries and got 91 yards rushing in that game. Really one of the best days of your NFL career, I would think, right?
Yeah, it was a good day. You know, it was, you know, putting in work. And that's one thing I was telling you about, man. Whenever it's called, situation like that, you got to step up. And when they see that you can do that, you know, that they give, that gives people trust. They give coaches trust, your teammates trust, because they know you know what you're doing. You're not making any mistakes, and they can count on you to go in the game and just pick it back up. Just keep it going, because there can't be no downfall when you're going to running back, especially in this league. You got to have good players across the board just because of that simple situation. People go down. So it was cool.
Deshard, did you, in this free agency period, and you've been available the last 2.5 weeks, did you look at any other teams? Did you entertain offers or think about playing anywhere besides the Buffalo Bills?
It was a couple other teams, you know, that was interested. And so what I did was I just, you know, I'm a believer, you know, a firm believer. I wasn't too happy, you know, and I don't think nobody on our team was happy how the season went last year. And when I left, you know, I still was upset how we played and the whole team, and I think my teammates feel the same way. So I just wanted to go back and, you know, come back and help, man, come back and finish it, because I don't like finishing like that, because we got too many good players, too many good people in the whole organization from top to bottom. And so I just wanted to make sure I'm a part of it, because when it turn around, it's going to be magnificent. And I love playing in Buffalo on Sunday. It's unreal to me. So I wanted to get back there. I just love the atmosphere, and I love the people there.
What it's funny you mentioned that. What is it you like about the atmosphere in there on Sundays?
Ooh, it's loud. It's loud, and they all Bill fans, and it's unreal. I love it.
Yeah, it is fun when that place gets rocking. Yeah. Hey, have you had a chance to talk or meet with any of the new coaching staff here at Tishard?
Not yet. I'm actually coming back in on Monday to do that. I'm gonna come up to the facility on Monday, but I haven't had a chance. I just talked to, you know, Tex and Coach Wheeler, the new running back coach,
yep,
and Coach Marone. So that's my communication, but I actually haven't had a chance to meet them face-to-face yet, so I have to do that when I come back in town.
You got an NFL veteran as a running backs coach now in Tyrone Wheatley. You know, have you heard much of him, or do you remember when he played in the league?
Oh, absolutely. See, my running back coach when I was drafted to the Cowboys is Coach Skip Pete, and he coached Tyrone when he was at Coach Wheatley when he was out in Oakland.
Okay.
And so he used to tell me stories all about him. So, you know, when I had a chance to talk to him, it was funny because, you know, me and him both was coached under the same, one of our same coaches. So it was pretty cool. So I can't wait to have a chance to meet him because there's some funny stories about him I want to ask him about so I can laugh.
Well, so you're back here on Monday with the off-season, voluntary off-season conditioning starting on Tuesday. And I just one more question for you, Tishard. When you get here Monday at the complex, are you going to go right through the front door, or are you going to sneak in the back door again?
Oh, yeah, going through the back door just to tell everybody, hey, I ain't seen everybody in a while, so I like to go in there and tell everybody and see how they've been doing.
Is that your touchdown dance from now on, or do you expect to maybe work out a few other alternate touchdown dances?
I tell you what, my mom said you need to just quit, no more dancing, just get a referee the ball, so I'm done. That was it.
That's too bad. I kind of like that one. Deshard, congratulations to you again. Thanks a lot for coming on the air with us tonight. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you here next week.
All right, thanks.
Deshard Choice, Bills running back, and again, one of the highlights of last year. His post-game thoughts, his post-game comments, when he was asked, point blank, what the heck was that touchdown dance you did against the Jets?
I was sneaking in the door. Just sneaking in, had to part the door open, crawl underneath the crawl space.
Unbelievable. Deshard Choice. All right, it is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're going to talk with the UB linebacker Steve Means in a moment here on the radio show, but time for a few phone calls if you have thoughts on Deshard Choice coming back. I love the guys who are funny like that, the guys who can talk, and I think his teammates feel the same way about Deshard. But we're talking quarterbacks tonight, too, with the report out there, Pro Football Talk, reporting that the Buffalo Bills have some interest in kicking the tires on quarterback Kevin Cobb. If you have thoughts on that, 803-0550 is the number to call. Toll free, 1-888-550-2550. You can always reach us via Twitter at John Murphy Show. Here is Jacob in California. Where in California are you, Jacob?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, okay. What's up? How are you tonight?
Good. How you doing, Murph?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to respond to, I think it was the last caller. He was saying something about if we signed Kevin Cobb to kick the franchise out of Buffalo or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any reason why we wouldn't want to go after Kevin Cobb. I don't think that we're going to go too far this year. I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I don't think we're going to win too many games regardless of who's the quarterback, especially if it's a rookie. So I don't see any reason why we wouldn't have more competition and have a veteran that could help groom a young quarterback that we could get in the draft. So I don't see any reason. We don't have any answer on the roster right now, so why not see what's out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, I don't know if I'm prepared to agree that we're looking at a, you know, a season that's going nowhere. I'm not prepared to say that. But I would say this, you're looking at a quarterback room and a spot on the roster where you need bodies. And in this case, you need it helps to have a veteran body, a guy who can step in and play. Kevin Cobb has started in the league. He has won in the league. He has not been healthy for most of the last couple of years. And he played on a behind a pretty horrible offensive line, you know, last year with the Arizona Cardinals. So I think with a different situation, a different coaching staff, maybe a different I would think. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, when you think about the Arizona Cardinals under Wisenhunt and their offense the last year or two that he's been there, you really, it's not a West Coast attack. It's kind of a deep drop set up deep and, you know, wait for receivers to come open downfield, which I think contributed to some extent to the physical pounding that Kevin Cobb took. And I think you're looking at a kind of a different offensive mentality here this year. I don't think they will expose the quarterback to those kind of hits. So another reason why Kevin Cobb might be a fit here. Might be. Again, it's a Pro Football Talk report that the Bills have some interest in the former quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't really see much harm if that's going to happen. I don't see much harm in including him in the mix at quarterback for the Bills. Let us know what you think of that. 803-0550, the number. Here is Dan in Angola. Hi, Dan. You're on the air.
Hey, evening. You know, the way the quarterbacks laid out today in the free agency, I'm thinking maybe there's a possibility that Geno Smith could end up in Buffalo.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about if Matt Flynn goes to Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Possibility.
There is that possibility. And play it through a little bit. And well, you want to play it through, Dan, or you want me to? I mean, you're thinking what? Flynn to Oakland?
You go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm getting paid. I'll do it. Matt Flynn goes to Oakland. Maybe Carson Palmer goes down to Arizona. All of a sudden, the quarterbacks in the draft get pushed down and maybe make it all the way down to number eight. That's what you're thinking, right, Dan? Yeah, I think it is. I mean, that there's that. That also, I think, indicates to some extent what scouts around the league are thinking about this quarterback class. I mean, what is it about the, you know, Geno Smith that makes the Raiders think we'd rather have Matt Flynn? Or, you know, we want to, I mean, are they thinking like the Bills? Let's talk about the mix at quarterback. What is it about the quarterback class, Geno Smith and maybe Matt Barkley, that thinks, that makes the Arizona Cardinals potentially think, you know, we'd rather have Carson Palmer than one of those two rookies? It says something about them. And quite frankly, the signing of Cobb, I think, says something about the way, if they do sign him, they haven't. And we don't even know if there's interest on the part of the Bills. But if there is, it does say something about what Bill scouts think about the rookies available this year, that maybe they don't want to reach up in that first round for, you know, one of those guys, Geno Smith or Matt Barkley or E.J. Manuel. That maybe they're more comfortable letting it play out, bringing in Kevin Cobb and working into the second round where they could get, you know, better value at quarterback, Ryan Nassib. I mean, we all know the Bills need a quarterback, but that doesn't mean they have to, you know, lay down and sell out and spend their first pick, a pretty valuable pick at eighth overall, on a quarterback who might not warrant that kind of a pick. So why not, you know, back yourself up with Kevin Cobb, get to the second round and maybe, or maybe later, and draft your quarterback there and let it play out from there. I don't know. A number of different scenarios. Again, we don't know if the Bills are actually interested in Kevin Cobb. It was a report on Pro Football Talk that says the Bills are have some interest in him and interested in kicking the tires. All right. Well, thanks to Deshard Choice for joining us. If you just missed that, Deshard Choice tweeting out tonight that he has agreed to a new contract with the Buffalo Bills and is going to stick around here. So our thanks to him for joining us. And joining us in studio when we return, a UB Bull, Steve Means, outside linebacker who hopes to make his mark in the NFL draft coming up later on in the month of April. We'll talk with him in a moment. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.